My dear friends, today we embark on a fascinating journey through the often puzzling world of our feline companions and their mysterious habit of vomiting. Let's unravel this with the help of Sarah Schmid, an expert in canine and feline health from the University of Tennessee. We'll explore this topic with simplicity and sensitivity, shedding light on an issue that has left many cat owners scratching their heads in wonder. Now, let's get straight to the heart of the matter. Many cat owners have come to accept vomiting as a routine part of their pets' lives. But Sarah Schmid raises a significant concern here. She cautions us that vomiting in cats is not something to be taken lightly. This leads us to ponder, why do our beloved cats throw up so frequently? And when should this be a cause for concern? First and foremost, it's crucial to differentiate between true vomiting and other similar occurrences. Vomiting involves the forceful ejection of stomach contents, and it's often a sign of trouble. However, not everything that appears to be vomit is actually so. Schmid enlightens us about certain lookalikes that might be misleading. One common misinterpretation is hairballs. As cats groom themselves meticulously, they ingest a significant amount of fur. Usually, this passes through their system without issue, but occasionally, it forms hairballs. Excessive hairball formation could indicate underlying problems such as digestive issues or overgrooming. Schmid also points out other phenomena that resemble vomiting but are distinct. Coughing involves expelling foam or mucus, while retching is a stomach movement without expulsion. Regurgitation, on the other hand, is a passive process where undigested food returns from the esophagus, often due to rapid eating. Although these aren't vomiting, they are still warning signs. It's wise to discuss these symptoms with your veterinarian. Standing, when to seek veterinary advice is crucial. Stomach issues are a primary reason for pet visits to the vet. Persistent vomiting, lasting more than 3 weeks, could be indicative of food allergies or dietary intolerance. In such cases, a veterinarian can design an appropriate diet plan. In conclusion, while occasional vomiting in cats isn't unusual, persistent or severe vomiting is a concern. Identifying whether your cat is actually vomiting or experiencing something else is vital. When in doubt, consulting with your vet, it's always better to be safe than sorry. And remember, cleanliness is key, especially when dealing with vomit or regurgitation. Treat it with the same caution as you would a used sanitary napkin. Maintaining cleanliness is essential for both your health and your cat. Let's break down some terminology for clarity. The gastrointestinal GI system refers to your cat's digestive system, including the stomach and intestines. Regurgitation is when food returns from the esophagus before reaching the stomach. Chronic vomiting is continuous vomiting that persists for more than 3 weeks. So, there we have it. Understanding the nuances of cat vomiting may not be the most glamorous aspect of pet ownership, but it is undoubtedly crucial. Keep a watchful eye on your furry friend and seek professional advice when necessary. It's all about being proactive in maintaining your cat's health. Stay tuned for more intriguing insights, and remember, always keep smiling, and caring for your pets